Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a line drive towards the mound. Hewson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butcher. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Butcher steals second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McBride for the out. Butcher moves to third. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butcher scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball four. Doerr moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo strikes out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive towards short. Hall catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Estilella throws the ball into Rulo who tags Newsom trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. 1 out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rulo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Conroy hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. Epps hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovich strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Newsom reaches third base with a triple. Doerr scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-2 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rulo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-3 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-3 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-3 in the game. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first, with Houston covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.